Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Salesforce just announced the cutting of 700 jobs, on top of the 8,000 it slashed last year. Google recently sacked another 1,000 employees after booting 12,000 in 2023. Another tech titan, Meta, showed the door to 20,000 last year, and yet by last autumn, Meta was rehiring. If even some of the most storied tech companies can't seem to figure out how to right-size their organizations, what does that mean for the rest of the business world? Especially because the U.S. Chamber of Commerce recently noted there are 2.2 million unfilled positions in corporate America, with the professional and business services sector showing the highest number of job openings. Leaders looking to right-size their organizations, or at least make them more efficient, too often make the mistake of confusing headcount with the actual jobs and tasks that need doing, and the individuals who do them. This is why 77% of organizational transformation efforts failed to achieve their objectives. We need to approach things differently. That's especially the case now that the adoption of AI by organizations is potentially changing the very nature of many types of work and the people who do it. Lately, there has been considerable discussion of the role that AI might play in making companies more efficient, whether by automating as many jobs as possible, or in helping bridge the skills gap by doing work for which the workers can't be found. Are we focusing on the right issues when it comes to using AI to reimagine the workforce yet? Research has found that a collaborative combination of AI and human skills produces consistently better work outcomes, as well as an average 40% improvement in productivity. For organizations, AI can play a role in surfacing the data insights that are essential to fully understanding the supply and demand of skills in an organization. But AI still requires careful, thoughtful human oversight. There are too many examples of unsupervised AI producing outcomes detrimental to business objectives and operations. For example, Cruise, GM's autonomous car maker, had to recall its entire fleet a few months ago following accidents in San Francisco. Similarly, in the UK, the delivery company DPD recently had to shut down an AI-enabled chatbot that began swearing at customers and criticizing the company. And in Australia, a parliamentary inquiry into the Big Four accounting firms ran aground after relying too heavily on a report from a group of academics using Google Bard. The group told lawmakers that KPMG had colluded with 7-Eleven to cheat workers out of wages, and that Deloitte had advised a bank on a scheme to defraud customers. Turns out, both supposed cases were elaborate AI hallucinations. So, it's clear we must proceed carefully if we in the business world are to enlist AI's help in making important decisions. What's needed are carefully conducted conversations with AI as the co-pilot. There are three attributes for such conversations when using AI to help manage organizational change. First, effective prompts require clear and concise language. AI systems interpret input based on the information provided, and any vagueness can lead to irrelevant or off-target responses. A human resources director might compose an initial prompt with a question like, "What are the best initial steps for managing organizational change?" But a better prompt might begin more precisely. What are the steps recommended by McKinsey to begin planning a reorganization of a company with 9,500 people? Next, AI often struggles with subtleties. Critical thinkers can stave off potential misunderstandings by first identifying the type of goal to be achieved. Be clear. What sort of change do we want to manage and in what industry? Are we meaning to reduce headcount, shift geographies, innovate to create a new product line, something else? Once the human specifies the purpose of the project, the prompts are the starting point in a conversation with the AI copilot, which becomes a deductive process. And with the growing reach of AI, ethical considerations become even more important. This is where oversight of a human with a moral compass is particularly crucial. What if the goal is to assess talent company-wide to determine candidates for promotions to key roles? A poorly prompted AI search might come up with a shortlist weighted toward people already in supervisory roles or with prestigious academic credentials. But such criteria might be overly reliant on previous promotion criteria that favored certain types of employees, while overlooking deserving ones whose ascent might result in a more diverse, representative workforce. An ethical human must not only initiate the AI conversation, but make sure that the data set under review isn't already flawed by earlier human bias. As the journey of workforce transformation unspools in 2024, there's no doubt AI can play a valuable role. But to make this transition effective and productive, organizations must adopt a new approach to workplace planning. Carefully conducted AI-aided organizational change can rely less on bulk firing or hiring and instead be more sensitive to the changing skills, attitudes, and needs of today's and tomorrow's workforce.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.